In just a few minutes, we will welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter Sean Johnson to talk about what's going on under the state capitol dome. It's our state capitol report. And we'll talk about all sorts of legislation that's being debated and voted on coming up in just a few minutes. But first, Wisconsin Public Radio's Cheryl Gasser is here once again because, Cheryl, we have a very important challenge going on during this hour of our spring pledge drive, what I hope is the last morning of our spring pledge drive.
That's correct, Joy. If we can raise, when we raise $4,000 by 8 o'clock this morning, $4,000, we will receive an additional $1,000 from existing members to Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's outstanding.
To encourage you to go to the phone now. Maybe you were thinking of calling last hour and couldn't quite find the time. Well, now your money will go that much further. 1-800-383-9772, 800-383-9772.
And our original goal for this hour, our goal for this 7 o'clock hour throughout the pledge drive has been $2,000. But because this is the last morning and because we have this very special challenge going on, it has been doubled to $4,000. $4,000 can be met with calls from listeners like you. We've done it before during this 7 o'clock hour. We've met all of the goals during this 7 o'clock hour. Let's not miss this one with this very special challenge going on and this being, I hope, in fact, I know this will be the last day of our pledge drive. The question is, how soon will it end? 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. It'll help pay for this programming and help us, I hope, reach this $1,000 challenge.
This really is the home stretch. The pledge drive will end as soon as we reach our overall goal of $275,000, and we have $46,000 left to go. That is doable. We can raise that much in a single day, but not without a strong showing of support from listeners like you. And this hour, an extra incentive when we reach that $4,000 goal, an additional $1,000 from existing members to Wisconsin Public Radio will be coming our way. We do not want to miss out on that goal. But $4,000 is a big goal to make in an hour, and we need to hear those calls coming in now early in the hour to make that goal. 800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772. Become a new member to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you've never made a pledge before, that means you, someone who has not yet taken that step from listener to supporter. We welcome your new pledge, your first pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio at any amount whatsoever. I don't want to discourage you, though. If it's time to renew or maybe add an additional gift, to make that call as well. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Again, pledge any amount, but if you would like the member benefit card, as someone just picked up with their pledge of $120 in the last couple of minutes, the member benefit card comes your way for a pledge of $10 a month or more, or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio.
1-800-383-9772. The entire call takes 3 or 4 minutes. Talk with a friendly volunteer. Let them know who you are, how much you would like to contribute. Again, any amount welcome, the amount completely up to you. And you let them know how you would like to pay for it. 1-800-383-9772. Or perhaps you prefer to pledge online. A lot of people are doing that these days. Go to WPR.org and click on the pledge button, and it'll walk you through it again very, very quickly, just a few minutes, and you'll be on your way as a member or a renewing member to Wisconsin Public Radio. Help us reach our goal this hour, $4,000. When we raise that by 8 o'clock this morning, an additional $1,000 from existing members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Their way to encourage you to become a member today. 1-800-383-9772.
The benefit of becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio is that you are supporting a service that you value. You get a really good feeling to know that you are helping to bring this service to people all over the state of Wisconsin. And you value this programming. You know how important it is to your life, and you want to make sure that this service is available to everybody, no matter what their financial situation. So it's a good feeling. You are helping the quality of the state of Wisconsin with that contribution. And again, if it's $10 a month or more, you also get the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at 259 participating restaurants around the state of Wisconsin. There are a number of performances and cultural attractions that you get 2-for-1 admissions, and also some stores and online shopping sites, 18 of them. So this is a nice way for us to say thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
It really is a team effort, and we simply couldn't do it without you. All of us working together make Wisconsin Public Radio stronger. Joy does a great job as host each weekday morning, bringing you quality guests and topics and issues that matter to you. It really is this. It's the motto of the Ideas Network, and it really is the case. We take callers and listeners and members like you to make this program as strong as it is. We couldn't do it without you. We're coming to you during this May Pledge Drive to ask for your support. 800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772.
We are the place to be for political coverage, and more than that, of course, but certainly we do have an emphasis on current issues in the news and issues that are being debated in the state capitol, which we will talk about during our state capitol report this hour, issues being debated in Congress, which we do just about every day, and also the issues from the campaign trail. The 2008 campaign trail for president is already underway, and we are inviting all of the presidential candidates to talk with you. Some have already taken us up on that. We had New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson on this program not too long ago. We have also heard on other Ideas Network programs Mike Huckabee and John Cox, and let's see who else. I mean, we have had a number of the presidential candidates take us up on our offer. We have a call out to Wisconsin's former governor, Tommy Thompson. He is looking at his schedule. I understand that he's going to be joining Talk of the Nation this week, so you'll be able to hear him on Talk of the Nation. But that's what we try to do for you. Hook, be your liaison to your elected officials and those who want to be your elected officials. 1-800-383-9772, because you want to pledge to support this kind of programming. 1-800-383-9772.
And we don't want to leave that $1,000 challenge grant on the table. Mm-hmm. We will only get that additional $1,000 if and when we reach that $4,000 goal for the hour, because you enjoyed the State Capitol Report and the Week in Review on Fridays and all of the political topics and guests that Joy brings you throughout the week. Now is the time to pledge. There couldn't be a better time. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thanks to William in Sheboygan, who called in a pledge this morning, and he says, keep up the good work. Well, thank you, William. We'll certainly do that. We appreciate your listening and your support. Michael in Scandinavia, thank you very much for calling in a pledge this morning, and I'm glad that you're a regular listener to this program every morning. We want to be here for you for talk about the issues that matter to you, and we wouldn't be here without you, without your financial contributions. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Because you think about things in a different way, because you listen to Joy and to Wisconsin Public Radio, because your life simply wouldn't be the same without us, go to the phone now, make that pledge. 1-800-383-9772. Help us reach that $4,000 goal for the hour and end the drive that much sooner.
But we need to reach this $4,000 goal, a very important goal on this, I hope, the last morning of this spring pledge drive, because we get the extra $1,000 from existing members if when we meet the hourly goal. But I say if, because if we don't reach the $4,000, we don't get that extra $1,000. So please, incentive for you to go to the phone now and not later to make your pledge. 1-800-383-9772. It could mean an extra $1,000 to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. Cheryl, thanks very much. We'll talk to you later. We will welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter Sean Johnson for our State Capitol Report coming up in just a minute. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, May the 7th, and time for our State Capitol Report. Every Monday at this time, we welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter Sean Johnson to talk with us about what's making news under the State Capitol Dome, the big state government stories from the previous week, and we look ahead to the coming week to find out what's going to be debated or discussed or maybe even voted on. And Sean joins us in the studio. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Joy.
Good to have you here. You know, We saw former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson in the first GOP presidential candidate debate last week on MSNBC, and he did make some news, and maybe not the news that he wanted to make, right?
He said something that looked extremely uncomfortable while he was saying it, and then almost immediately after the debate, from reports I've read, he took it back. Yeah. We've got the full question and answer.
Yeah, let
here.
Let me play the question and what former Governor Thompson had to say.
Governor Thompson, same theme. If a private employer finds homosexuality immoral, should he be allowed to fire a gay worker?
I think that is left up to the individual business. I really sincerely believe that that is a issue that business people have got to make their own determination as to whether or not they should be.
So the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oops. Because Wisconsin was one of the first states in the nation, the first state in the nation, I think, to pass anti-discrimination laws that you shouldn't discriminate against somebody because of their sexual orientation. Right.
Right. And that was when Thompson was in the legislature. And he took some procedural votes against that plan. But from all accounts I've read, basically, he didn't stand in the way of it, and certainly has been viewed as almost a friendly person toward that cause during his tenure.
Mm-hmm. And he did, retract, saying he didn't understand the question.
Said he didn't hear it right, and I think the latest that I read that he said his hearing aid was acting up when he was on Bill Maher on HBO. Said something about his hearing aid.
I hadn't heard that. We did talk to Rick Berg in our Friday Week in Review program last Friday, who was an appointee in the Thompson administration, and he talked to some of his colleagues, and because he thought that Tommy Thompson looked to be like he was ill, and it was confirmed that he wasn't feeling well either, that he was fighting some sort of bug of some sort.
He definitely, not himself, I guess, when he was up on stage there.
Yeah, we have a call, Stephen LaCrosse, regarding Tommy Thompson. Hi, you're on the air, Steve.
Hi, just wanted to comment and maybe ask a question about Tommy Thompson. I like the man. I thought he was a good governor. But as governor, he's a plain-spoken guy. Now he's made two little goof-ups alluding that Jewish people are good with finances or it's part of their tradition. That didn't really go over well, and now the thing with the okay to discriminate against gays in the workplace. I'm wondering if he's trying to be deliberately provocative to get attention, or is this just plain old Tommy speaking before he thinks? And then what are his chances really, in Sean's estimation, in Iowa, which is basically the whole ball game for him?
Let me preface that by saying I'm not a professional handicapper these things, and I cover the state capitol more than I cover state government. As for the two gaffes that he's had so far in this campaign, I really doubt that he's trying to be deliberately provocative in these types of misstatements. He's got a lot of people, you call them political handlers, working with him who have a pretty good idea that on the national stage, comments like that can be what hurts or even buries a candidate at times, that the the media on that level isn't as forgiving. And Tommy has a lot of ground to overcome if he's going to be considered a front runner in this race. So, you know, as to his chances, obviously he's, you know, he's not ever listed among the top tier candidates currently. His campaign strategy is pretty simple, though. He's just going to attack Iowa, look at it as win there county by county, and he doesn't have to worry about the national media.
Thanks, Steve, for the call. And we know that Governor Thompson, or former Governor Thompson, will be a guest on Talk of the Nation sometime this week. And you can maybe call in and ask your own question of him at that time. So stay tuned. As they say, we will announce when we have that date when Governor Thompson will be on Talk of the Nation. Let's, Sean, talk about some other headlines from the previous week at the state capitol. I heard Governor Doyle come out and say, you know what, I don't want to compromise on this proposed smoking ban after all, that we should not exempt taverns.
Yeah, but I mean, they're sort of. He sort of left the door open there still, although it's he did have a stronger reaffirmation of his smoking ban than you'd heard earlier this year. Just to kind of go back over this, the governor proposed in a state of the state that you ban smoking in all public places, including bars. Mm-hmm. And in February, he was asked about it and said, you know, if I get 95% of what I want, leaving a lot of questions in people's minds. So he was asked reporters about it last week after he spoke to a convention of anti-tobacco groups. And he said that compromise could mean that people talk about a ban that phases in taverns instead of stopping smoking there immediately.
I'm only going to sign a bill that the public health advocates are standing next to me saying this is a good step forward for public health. And I think that pretty clearly has to mean that there is a ban on taverns. And the question then is simply kind of one of phasing in. I mean, if there's some discussion about a phase-in period.
All right, you're right. That wasn't as firm as I thought it was, but it was phasing in the taverns, maybe. But
right.
He wants to have taverns included eventually.
And, you know, he wouldn't go into any more details. His statement was, I'm not going to negotiate with myself on this one.
Well, there's some debate going on in the state legislature. The Joint Finance Committee is, as we know, hammering out the state budget. And apparently this some real estate tax is causing a bunch of debate.
Yeah, this is something the governor proposed as part of his budget. And right now, almost all of what the governor asked for is making it past the legislature's budget committee. It's split 8-8 between Republicans and Democrats. So, you know, you'll see the committee deadlock a lot, but the tiebreaker basically goes to the governor on everything. And so that's what happened with this real estate transfer fee last week. This is a fee that people pay when they sell their home, and the governor's proposal doubled it. So Republicans on the legislature's budget committee said that would end up hurting people who sell their homes because they'd have less money to buy on their next house. Elkhart Lake Republican Steve Castell was one of those who spoke out, and he said the fee increase would catch people by surprise.
They don't even realize it's happening to them, that we got them, until they get there at closing and they see the checks going back and forth and realize that they're winding up with a smaller and smaller piece of their own house, their own sweat equity. The state is coming in and saying, sorry, we want that. Can't explain why we deserve it, but we want it.
What is the reason why we deserve it?
I mean, the governor's proposed a lot of new programs or more money for programs that kind of had to deal with cuts or deal with, you know, smaller budgets in the past few years. So he needs money, mm-hmm. and this is one way that he's going after it. And he's had backing from all the Democrats in the panel in these, and Madison Democrat Mark Pocan was one of those who spoke in the governor's favor on this one.
The real estate transfer fee is not going to affect your affordability, and we just need to get that out there right off the bat. So no matter how you talk about this, the American dream is not going to be affected by the real estate transfer fee. However, a lot of good services will be affected if you don't have money that comes in from the real estate transfer fee.
I want to jump ahead to another debate that I heard in the news last week. This was something about the governor doesn't want to keep food stamps out of the hands of deadbeat parents. Please explain what this is all
about.
Well,
under current law in Wisconsin, somebody who's behind on their child support payments isn't eligible for food stamps. You know, the idea being that it's sort of an incentive for them to get their act together and, you know, make their payments before they get those food stamps. The governor has proposed taking away that provision so that, you know, you get food stamps no matter what. And this is another one of those things, one of those items that's there's not a big price tag to it for the state, but it's one of those philosophical debates where it kind of raises the ire of Republicans. And so you had Abbotsford Assembly Republican Scott Souter was one of those who didn't like it. He said the governor's plan would take away the incentive for deadbeat parents to provide for their families.
That just makes no sense to me whatsoever when you're not providing food, clothing, and shelter to your own children, but the state of Wisconsin's now going to provide you food stamps. You know, I think if we don't delete this provision, deadbeat parents will be laughing all the way to the grocery store on this one.
And then Milwaukee Democrat Senator Lena Taylor said you could still go after parents who don't pay child support, but they still deserve to eat.
People should pay child support, and we should go after them. And I think the federal government should give us more money back into child support, because clearly, as we deal with that issue, we will see that they have not given us what we need. But in regards to whether or not someone should not be entitled to food, feed them, because I want them to be strong enough to go to work.
All right, Sean, we'll talk more about some other issues that were debated or discussed under the State Capitol Dome last week and look ahead to what's coming up this week after we check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. And let me remind listeners that this is, we hope, the last morning, the last day of this spring pledge drive. And we have a very special challenge going on this hour. An extra $1,000 from existing members if we meet the hourly goal of $4,000. You can help us reach that goal by calling 1-800-383-9772 with your pledge of support. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, about 7:36 on this Monday, May the 7th. This is our State Capitol Report, when we talk about issues before the state legislature and debates that we can expect in the coming week. Sean Johnson, our guest, he is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. And you're invited to call in with your reactions, your questions about legislation, proposals, issues that are important to you in front of the state legislature or state government. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Well, Sean, I know that last week when we were talking about issues before state government during our state capitol report, there were going to be a number of hearings on campaign finance reform legislation. And you attended, covered those hearings?
Yeah, there was a Senate hearing on a few campaign finance proposals that could have potentially changed the landscape of the last Supreme Court race. One would increase public financing for Supreme Court candidates. Another would force these groups that run issue ads to disclose their donors and abide by state campaign finance limits if they mention a candidate within a couple months of an election. And then another one would basically force judges to make more disclosure of their potential conflicts of interest to people that are in civil suits. Mm-hmm. So these are all, you know, issues that came up in the last race. And you had the state's largest lawyers organization testifying in favor of the public financing proposal. Wisconsin State Bar President Tom Basting thought it was a good idea.
Public financing for Supreme Court elections will ensure that judges can stay accountable to the law and accountable to the Constitution instead of dialing for dollars from special interests who appear before them. To use the old baseball vernacular, we expect judges to call them as they see them, not to call them as some special interest group sees them. And we need that confidence instilled in our citizens for our court system.
Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, you had Wisconsin Right to Life testifying, and they often attack these proposals pretty vigorously because they feel like it gives incumbent lawmakers an advantage. And for them, it would it would certainly be a disadvantage to them in the political debate, because they run some of these ads that go after a candidate without, you know, explicitly being a campaign ad. So you had lobbyist Sue Armacost testify on the plan, and, you know, kind of she was addressing one of the senators who was proposing this bill.
You have no more right to control the debate during an election time than we do. We are all equal in this. The public, the people who vote for legislators and put them into public office, who pay their salaries, have as much right to speak out at election time as you do, Senator.
Yeah, so some these campaign finance reform proposals are coming up for a vote or more action this week?
Right. The same committee that held that hearing last week is going to vote on those bills tomorrow.
Speaking of issues that we discussed last week, and speaking of lobbyists, I just read in the paper the other day that the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Joe Winicky, is registered as a lobbyist for AT&T, apparently trying to get this cable competition bill passed. What's the reaction to that news?
I don't know what the reaction is going to be. I didn't hear about it until Friday night. It's, you know, probably raised a lot of people's eyebrows last week. You don't see that among party chairs, really. This is a situation where AT&T already had 15 lobbyists. You know, they've certainly got the manpower to work on this bill that's their pet bill this session. And now they've added the Democratic Party chair. Tells you they obviously need some Democratic votes on this thing.
Yeah, and there will be a vote on this bill that would, this again, as a recap, this bill allows cable providers and competitors to the cable providers to negotiate a statewide contract instead of individual local communities for cable service?
Right. It would wipe out the current system where cable companies or anybody that wants to provide video has to negotiate with each municipality to get a franchise agreement. It'd put that in the hands of the state, and, you know, not only would it do that, but basically if you ask for this franchise agreement, your paperwork's all in order, you get it. You don't have to negotiate, you know, negotiate rates for public access programming or anything like that. So it's, you know, definitely favors the industry.
And this the whole assembly votes on it this week?
The assembly will vote on it. This is something, though, that the Senate Democrats had a chance to vote on a little while ago. And they decided to hold off and refer it to the legislature's budget committee to figure out, you know, how much it costs. So, you know, those are some Democrats who weren't ready to support it just yet.
We have a couple of callers that I'd like to get in the conversation. Art in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy, and good morning to your guest. I had a couple of questions about some issues that were in the news a little while ago, but seemed to have kind of disappeared. One was the sick leave pay thing that was going on with legislators and state employees in some capacities, receiving sick leave pay for days that they never claimed as sick leave and they were paid salary for anyway, and they were accumulating significant amounts of money.
Right, hold on. What's the latest on that? I know there were some proposals to, like, eliminate that benefit, and then some saying, no, don't eliminate it, but we have to have a better reporting system for
right.
it.
Right, and Art's talking, and this is for elected officials, so it affects lawmakers, judges, district attorneys. There was a plan to, you know, eliminate it. It passed the assembly. The Senate's not going to take it up. They say basically you just need to report this better. You don't need to get rid of it. So that's where it stands.
So it won't be eliminated if the Senate's not going to go along with it.
No, yeah. Right.
Yeah. All well, right, Art?
If there's any other, if any of the sick leave if they find that none of the sick leave has been claimed or none of it has actually been filed for, I assume then that means that they're still going to get the money that they have in their accounts. And some of this, I think in Governor Doyle's account, it's $170,000 alone.
Yeah.
And there are many others that are upwards of $100,000, too. Also,
I'm sorry, Art, we're almost out of time, and we're going to have to leave it at that. We can talk about your other issues maybe in a subsequent state capitol report. those accumulated sick leave benefits don't go away for the lawmakers and elected officials that have them, right? Even if
they're there, and the longer you've been in government, the more you have that you can use toward health insurance after you retire.
I think Art might be a little peeved. Let's say somebody who should have claimed sick leave for their hospital stay, for example, when it's evident they actually were not working. But there's not any talk about somehow retroactively claiming that, or some lawmakers did do that.
Some lawmakers have started to claim more.
Yeah. Thanks, Art. Pat in Richland Center. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, good morning. Do we have time for like about 4 minutes on that?
No, we don't.
Oh, gosh. Let me just, because I wanted to talk about health care and how the Democrats in the Senate are in the majority now, and they're not co-signing SB 51, which is health care for everybody, the Wisconsin Universal Health Care. Sean, would you tell us, is that political cover that they're using, the Democrats, now that they're in control of the Senate, that they won't co-sign this because nobody in the state knows that this is looking for co-signers? I mean, everybody knows that they introduced a bill, to outlaw smoking.
Pat, I wanted to get Pat on because he called during an open line and he wanted me to do a program on why Democrats are not going along with the single-payer health care proposal that I believe Senator Miller is one of the primary sponsors of, and he's irked at the Democrats for not co-signing on this. Do you have any thoughts on why this thing isn't sailing through?
I guess I'd put it this way. There's a certain amount of finesse involved in getting any bill passed in the legislature. The bigger the idea, the more people you have to convince on it. And on something like health care, I think it's just going to take some time before you have something that all Democrats can agree on. I don't think they all like the idea of single-payer health. And at this point, I think a lot of them are surprised to be in the majority at this point. And so, they're just now in the situation for the first time where they can actually potentially pass something. Last session they could complain about health care. Now they actually have to find something that all their members agree on that would have a chance with the governor and the other chamber. So they're holding hearings on the issue. They're going around the state gathering input on a few different health care proposals, but there's nothing that looks like it's going to pass anytime soon.
Just briefly, because we're almost out of time for the segment, there are some, I guess, healthcare-related issues that are going to have some more action this week. There is the bill that would force hospitals to tell rape victims about emergency contraception. What's new with that? What's going to happen this week?
That's going to get a vote this week, tomorrow, in the committee that heard it. That's in a state Senate committee where Democrats control the Senate. And the sponsor of that plan is the Democratic majority leader, so it's likely going to have a pretty good shot there. In the Assembly, it's less certain. The Speaker hasn't really taken a strong position on it, but this bill has been proposed repeatedly in the past and never advanced past the legislature.
And there was a bill that would have something to do with don't harass women who are breastfeeding in public. What's going to happen with that?
Yeah, basically it would let women breastfeed in any public or private place where they're otherwise allowed to be. For example, you could kick a woman out of a mall for, starting a fight or something. But if she wanted to sit down and breastfeed, there would be no way you could do that now or do that under this law. And really, that should be the case under current law, but it's not always enforced that way.
And there will be a vote on this week?
There will be a vote on that. Mm-hmm. There would be a hearing on this in the Senate. This is something that got a hearing in the Assembly earlier, but hasn't gone anywhere there. So they're going to try it in the Senate.
All right. Anything else that is really big this week that we'll be talking with you more next week about?
More budget votes.
All right.
The legislature's budget panel's hard at work, and we'll see if they can find compromise on any of the big stuff.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio, state government reporter. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 8 o'clock and coming up after 8, because it is the first Monday of the month, Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Phil Corvo, will be my guest. And we'll have a special focus during this first Monday with Phil, talking about Wisconsin Public Radio's finances, how Wisconsin Public Radio gets its funding from pledge drives to underwriters and everything in between. Cheryl Gasser is joining me for this the next few minutes to encourage you to make a pledge during this pledge drive. Cheryl, we have a special challenge again going this hour.
If we can
Oops. Go ahead.
Let's try again. If we can raise $4,000, when we raise $4,000 by 8 o'clock, the next 11 minutes, we will get an additional $1,000 from existing Wisconsin Public Radio members. Their way to encourage you to become a member if you're not already one, to renew your membership, or if you've let your membership lapse over time. We would love to welcome you back into the fold this hour. Your money going that much further. 1-800-383-9772.
Just about $1,000 raised toward that goal of $4,000. Oh, good. An update. Just over $1,000 raised toward that goal of $4,000. We can do this with your help, and your help will help pay for this program. Your contribution will pay for all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And in the next 10 minutes or so, it could mean an extra $1,000 from existing members. So if you were going to call in that pledge or renew your pledge during this drive, this is a great time to do it, because it could mean an extra $1,000 to Wisconsin Public Radio and to you, because it'll help pay for the programs that you're listening to right now. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
There are 40,000 members in the Wisconsin Public Radio family. There are 400,000 listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio. You do the math. 360,000 people who listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Don't give for one reason or another. If every one of them gave a dollar, the pledge drive would have been over on day one. Again, the amount is completely up to you. We understand if it's not in your budget. Of course, we understand that. But a number of you that are listening to Joy and to me right now, you want to make a pledge. You've thought about it, but you just haven't taken that step, that first step. Go to the phone now. Don't let this slip away, this extra $1,000 this hour. There is room for you and time for you at 1-800-383-9772.
Cheryl, I'm excited and a little bit tongue-tied this morning, because this is such an important pledge drive. It's the last pledge drive of our fiscal year, the one that ensures that Wisconsin Public Radio ends the year on a strong financial note. It is a very important pledge drive, and this is such an important hour to get this extra $1,000 from existing members if we meet the hourly goal. If we don't reach the $4,000, the goal for this hour, we don't get the extra $1,000. And I'm also excited because if we have a strong showing of support this hour and next hour, we're going to end this pledge drive today.
As soon as we reach that overall goal, $275,000, the drive will end. We'll go back to our regular hour-long programming. Right now, where it stands, we have raised $231,372, a little more than $43,000 left to go. That is doable in a day, but it will take your call. Your gift makes a difference. Your pledge matters. 1-800-383-9772.
Thank you, Laura in Madison, who called in a pledge. She says, keep up the good work. Thanks for your thoughtful coverage of the issues. Well, thank you, Laura, for calling in that pledge to support our coverage of the issues. And that's right, Cheryl. That's what we do. We try to cover the issues that matter to you. And we say issues that matter to you because that's what you have said to us, that Wisconsin Public Radio covers the issues that matter to me. And you hear voices from all over the political spectrum talking about those issues. And you hear voices that you may not hear everywhere else. And that's what you find so valuable about this service. Well, quality does cost money. All of the costs associated with running a radio station are the costs that Wisconsin Public Radio has. Your support helps pay for that. 1-800-383-9772. Won't you help pay for this service that you value? And won't you help us reach that $4,000 goal for this hour to get the extra $1,000 from existing members?
Show your appreciation with a pledge of support. It's 11 people we've heard from so far this hour. Thank you so much. Six of them new members to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Excellent.
Over half. It's wonderful to hear from you. Any level is welcome. Many people do a dollar a day. Many people do $10 a month. And at that level, the member benefit card, 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants around the state, 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events, again, all around the state of Wisconsin, and online shopping discounts as well. our way of saying thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-383-9772.
Thanks to Sean in Milwaukee, who also called in a pledge this hour. He says, I listen constantly and decided it was time to make my pledge. I want to help make the challenge grant. So thank you very much, Sean. That's what we hope you will do, too. If you haven't yet made your pledge, or it's time to renew your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, or if you want to give an additional gift or a gift for someone else, call in that pledge right now. Help us reach the $4,000 goal and get the extra $1,000, the challenge grant, from existing members who want to encourage you to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge any amount. Every single dollar helps pay for the programming. You decide how much to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
How many times have you benefited from something you've heard on Wisconsin Public Radio? Maybe Joy's candidate forums helped you decide who to vote for in a recent election, or the debate during the Week in Review on Fridays helped you to gain a better understanding of a controversial issue. Or perhaps you've changed your mind about a topic based on a compelling argument from Joy's guest expert. For all of those reasons and for so many more, become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio right now. 1-800-383-9772.
Oh boy, $2,500 to go and only 5 minutes to go in the hour. That's a mountain to climb, but with your phone call, with your pledge, it will add up, and we can do this with your help. It would be just such a shame to lose the $1,000 challenge grant on this very special morning. We hope the last morning of this pledge drive. If we have a strong showing of support today, we can end this pledge drive today. It's up to you. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Oh, let's make this our last day. Go to the phone now, 800-383-9772 for this challenge grant this hour when we raise $4,000 by 8 o'clock this morning, an extra $1,000 coming our way, but it's all or nothing. If we don't meet that $4,000 goal, we don't get that extra $1,000. There is enough time. There are enough volunteers. Don't wait. 1-800-383-9772. And if you pledge online at WPR.org, your pledge counts instantaneously.
Stephen in La Crosse, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in your pledge this morning. Stephen says, I listen to Joy Cardine every morning. Well, I'm glad to have you as a listener, Stephen, and I'm very happy that you've decided to call in your contribution this hour, because your call, your pledge, is going to help us reach that $4,000 goal, and I hope we get this $1,000 from existing members if we meet that hourly goal. 1-800-383-9772. Join Stephen in La Crosse and Laura in Madison and Sean in Milwaukee and Peter in Somerset, who says he's been supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for 20 years. He thoroughly enjoys the program. Thank you so much. How about you? New or renewing? Been listening for a couple of months or 20 years? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Any amount is welcome. The amount is not nearly as important as the fact that you make that pledge. Go to the phone, 800-383-9772, because you appreciate the intelligent discussion during the program, the top-notch guests, the great callers who advance the conversation, and Joy's ability to ask just the right question at just the right time. Pledge your support now. Help us reach that $4,000 goal. We're not quite halfway there.
No, we're not. And I've been hearing the phones ring, and that's exciting, but we only have a minute more to ask you for your help, a minute more for you to make the decision. You're going to make that pledge. Call it in right now. It could mean the difference between getting this $1,000 challenge or not getting this $1,000 challenge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. $1,800 to go. Will we do it with your help?
We can do it with your help, with your call. And when you make that pledge, you don't have to pay for it all right now. You can break it up into monthly installments and pay that way, pay quarterly, put it on a credit card, put it on your electronic funds transfer from your checking account each month. Make it as easy as possible on yourself to support the programming that you come to depend on here at Wisconsin Public Radio and each morning with Joy Cardine. 1-800-383-9772. Keep those calls coming through the news.
Keep on pledging. We'll break for news, but you can continue to call in, and we need you to call in your pledge if we're going to get this $1,000 challenge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is the Ideas Network.